You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy.
Good morning to you. On a Tuesday, Mike McNamara for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning. Bob Corker says the president leads by division, and that's probably true, but I guess the question to you, Senator, is what about you and your organization? Why do you continue to be the brake on anything that goes on in the United States? You and your arcane, stupid filibuster and all the rest of that stuff that was not envisioned by the Founding Fathers, that are made up, contrived rules of the Senate and now used to obstruct. Now, I'm not a parliamentarian expert, but I know bullshit when I see it. So I'm getting a little fed up with the United States Senate and how they don't get shit done for the American people. So, Corker, I don't really care what you have to say about the president. In case you didn't notice, his entire presence in the Washington, D.C. Metroplex is a result of your inability to do your job on an annual basis. That's right. Hey, Corker, pass a budget, right? Sequestration. You familiar with that? You've been watching the healthcare thing go right down the shitter? So, Corker, shut your yap, okay? You can be critical of somebody else's leadership style after you get something done. But until then, shut up. Which, again, echoes what? Memo to George Bush, former president of the United States, shut up, okay? You didn't kick it in the stands, right? You booted that thing, like, out of the stadium. You weren't even close. And the world still pays for your stupidity. So, anyway, good morning to you, Bob Corker. Yeah. Also, you know, I'm not going to have time to play it, and I want to. Maybe I should boot the gunner. But I want to play, if you didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing, I want to play the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff took to the podium yesterday to brief Pentagon, you know, reporters and the nation, to be honest with you, on events surrounding Niger, however we say it these days. Anyway, a couple things to note. One, the seriousness with which the Pentagon obviously took this brief, because in my opinion, there would have been no doubt who was going to give the brief. And that would have been the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Okay. If you didn't see him in action yesterday, you should put it on your list of things to do today. Watch it. It's about 40-something minutes. And I don't have time to do it today or tomorrow. Maybe Thursday. But anyway, you should hear it. And I will tell you, let me just tell you something that bothers me. I've taken that congresswoman to task. And the intellectual basis for doing so is that whenever we have somebody that's killed in action or killed, period, the whole casualty assistance, okay, keyword assistance program is designed to lighten the load of the family as they absorb this, the death of a loved one in combat, not in combat. That's what the casualty assistance process does. Okay? And so the rational basis for my criticism of the congresswoman was she was standing there as a representative of the federal government in a position to say that call didn't go as it was supposed to. Okay? And so we'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I should probably pick up the phone and call the White House so they could, again, lighten her load. But she didn't do that. She went in front of a television camera and made it a political event. So So I hope I hope she suffers for that. I hope she suffers for that lapse in judgment. So then yesterday, less than 24 hours after her husband's buried, Mrs. Johnson went on Good Morning America, and she made the comment that they wouldn't even let me see his body. Okay, now, and the chairman was asked that in his press conference. And so my thought is, like, I'm not sure who the casualty assistance officer is down there, but whoever that man or woman was, is, to me, isn't doing their job. For two reasons. One, General Kelly in his press conference said, when I saw that congressman, it broke my heart. Okay, when that call didn't go the way it's supposed to go, and you're there with the family, you should probably pick up the phone and call whoever set that phone call up with you, because you would have been the agent that the call went through, and said, hey, you need to know that they're upset. I'm not exactly sure because they're not really sharing it with me. I've asked, and they asked for some privacy. I don't know what they would have said, but that should have been communicated. And the congresswoman herself is on the phone now. So I think somebody should So I don't know how that doesn't happen because you're sitting there with them. That's what you do. You're with the family. The second piece was, you know, the viewing of remains. I can tell you from personal experience, having been asked to review two sets of remains by the same family who lost two different sons, one in a motorcycle accident and the other one in a parachute accident. In both cases, they requested that I view the remains and advise them, do they want to see that? The bottom line is, it's the family's ultimate decision whether they view the remains or not. And you go to school for that as a casualty assistance officer, because if you don't, then you get questions like, is there even a body in there? And so you may advise them that, you know, the body is burned beyond recognition or, you know, whatever you advise them. But ultimately, if they choose to open that and view the remains, then that is their decision. And so when you have her saying that on national TV and then him answering that question, you know, now this is the second data point that's been fucked up. So I don't know. Maybe this is unfair criticism. I don't know. But the first one, okay. The second one, come on. You know, it's not supposed to go that way. You're supposed to provide assistance, not just be there. So, anyway, so good morning to you. I don't know. Somebody needs to check on that shit, all right, and go back to that woman and lighten her load and tell her if you care to see your husband's remain, as the chairman said yesterday in his press conference, that's not the way we do it. That is not the Department of Defense policy. It is ultimately the decision of the family. So, anyway, so that irritated me because, again, the focal point is the family. It's nothing else. It's the family. It's what they want. It's how to support them. It's how to lighten their load. And in this case, the system did not help her to the greatest extent that it could. So, with that said, good morning to you. Let me tell you what we're going to do on the program today. Stacy Redinger is a recently retired public affairs officer from OneMeth. And I believe she retired as a major. I'll verify that here in a few minutes when she comes on. And she's part of, she just deployed as part of Team Rubicon. Now, if you're watching Major League Baseball, you've seen Team Rubicon on the broadcast as part of a team, I think it's T-Mobile, fundraiser. Team Rubicon started by former Marines and takes veterans, puts them into crisis areas, and lets them help. Good for veterans, awesome for the community. So Team Rubicon it grows bigger and bigger every year, and it's still a young organization. So anyway, Stacy deployed with them. I've been trying to get them to come on, but they're a bit reticent about doing so. In fact, you don't see them in the media very often. You see them written about, you don't see them. So anyway, Stacy's going to come on and talk about her deployment here recently with Team Rubicon. She'll tell you how you can get involved if you care to be involved, and so we'll talk to her about that. And then after that, again, it is for the next couple of days, we're going to hear about Beirut. And today, just you'll hear a few things. One is the initial news announcement from ABC. And then President Nation addressed the nation on October 27th. You'll hear what the president had to say then. And then the Mao commander, now known as a Mu, Colonel Tim Garrity, he spoke at the 30th anniversary, obviously 4 years ago. And you'll hear his remarks. And then you'll hear a DOD product called In Their Own Words, which is just voices from Beirut. So, again, we'll do that today. And then the gunner will join us. So sit back, relax, enjoy the next few hours with us here on All Marine Radio. I don't know that we'll get a chance to even check the news headlines. There's lots of them, but we may not. Yeah, let's see, 7:12, okay. Shut up, Mac. Play the national anthem, get this thing moving, and we'll hit it. So that's what we'll do. Good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My veterans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Secretary of Defense out meeting with people. Yeah, it was not in Washington, D.C. Or the chairman said he would have been at the press conference yesterday briefing on operations in and around Niger. Currently cloudy at 63 in Quantico. Mostly cloudy, 71 at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny and 54 in Granbury, Texas. Sunny and 46 in Big Timber, Montana. Sunny 71 in 29 Palms. Sunny 72 at Camp Pendleton. Dark, cloudy, and 75 as Okinawa continues to cool off. Warmed up in Raqqa, partly sunny and 85 right now. Marja continues to cool in the Helmand province of Afghanistan. 76 degrees under clear skies. The hot spot in all of it is beautiful Southern California. 89 degrees right now under fair skies. That's right, sports fans. Winds are out of the northeast at 9, headed for 102 on the 24th day of October. That's right, El Nino, global warming. One of them. I don't understand either one of them, but it's got to be one of those things, right? Or maybe it's just the Santa Ana's. Oh. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back, we'll check some news headlines. Stacey Redinger going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about Team Rubicon. So excited to do that. More of All-Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, and that would be the All-Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the... You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Let me read you an email. Good morning, Mac. You're being a little rough on the Keiko, don't you think? Question mark. Well, at least that's what I thought, listening to you, until I thought about what I thought. And then I thought, follow me here. And then I thought, you know what? You're absolutely right. You're in the room. You've arranged a phone call. You got a point of contact in the White House. It doesn't go well, so what do? Stand there with your fingers crossed, hoping it goes better? But most perplexing, as somebody who's done Keiko call, is what she would say about not being allowed to see her husband's body. When you go to school for that, what you're specifically taught is they're allowed to see it should they so choose. So why that would be communicated is absolutely stunning to me, and so you're right to call him out. If that's what she believed is the truth, then something went wrong someplace, and somebody owes somebody an explanation. Now, let's give the Keiko the benefit of the doubt, and then in parentheses, I'm borrowing from you in this case. Let's just suppose that somebody was acting as an intermediary for her, maybe her dad. And her dad says, what if we want to see the body? And the Keiko says, sir, you don't want to do that. And the dad walks back in and says, they said you can't see it. Well, that's not really on the Keiko, is it? I know I'm giving the Keiko a lot of latitude here. And again, that's supposing that she never brought it up in his or her presence. I'm just looking for a plausible explanation. But you're right. It doesn't look good. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. That's fair. Give him the benefit of the doubt. In any case, it doesn't look good. And another email. Did you say 102? You're not talking about Los Angeles, are you? No, the World Series starts there. You'll see it if you watch the game. I think the game starts at 5 o'clock, so that's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So if you watch the World Series at 5 o'clock in Los Angeles, it'll be 103, 104. If it's going to be 102 here, it'll peak, what, around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in that time? It'll be 110 in L.A. Yeah, good luck to those guys. Let me just go through a few headlines. The president's going to visit North Korea. No mention of whether he's going to the DMZ. There's a Marine amputee who's running a bunch of marathons, and I'm trying to track him down so we could hear about him. Bo Bergdahl's sentencing is being delayed. What a piece of shit. Honestly. And supposedly somebody is communicating things that he's saying, and they even make him look like a bigger piece of shit. So those are a few Marine headlines that you'll see on Marine Corps Times today. In the early bird, number one headline is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, provided new details on the Niger attack. You know, a lot of people were asking, why are we there? What are we doing there? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he outlined the strategy. He outlined the strategy in Africa, you know, in terms of, you know, we step on them in Iraq, Syria. Where do they go? They squirt to places that are ungoverned or loosely governed. They find refuge there, they consolidate there, they develop capabilities there. So what, you know, we're doing there is developing, you know, military capabilities that when they do squirt there, not if, when they do squirt there, we're able to our partners, not us, are able to take action against them. And so that's what we're doing. And we do it, what, there's 6,000 American service members in Africa in 100 different nations. I think that's what he said yesterday. And so it's a broad effort. And he outlined how they're supported. They only accompany patrols if contact is not likely. If contact's likely, they don't go. So supposedly, and then there was French Mirage jets on they were on 30-minute alert. They got in the air in 30 minutes, and then it was 30 minutes to get to the site. And that evidently that call got made an hour after the initial contact. So when you hear it wasn't until 2 hours, then there's a reason for that. And it was programmed, and the guys on the ground knew it. So anyway. And then he said, look, there's things I can't answer right now that will be answered by the investigation. And so he laid out, you know, when it happened, how things happened, in terms of what he knew now. And again, Joe Dunford, classy, smart guy, knows how to stay in his lane, and did exactly that while providing. And the first thing he said, look, I'll stay here till you don't have any more questions. Just, you know, the things that you want to hear somebody like him say, he said. And he didn't have underlings briefing it. He briefed it, which was, I thought, entirely appropriate and good. ISIS threat in the Philippines spreads to remote battles. So, the Philippines taking control of the city they fought over on the island of Mindanao, the city's named Marawi, M-A-R-A-W-I, and so what you would expect, we just talked about a little bit, squirters, right? So they'll be pursued. The third story is from the chairman, no change planned for the force size in Niger, but he said that ISIS is encroaching, and he kind of talked about that. German army restarts training Iraqi Kurds. Interesting, as NATO continues to say that they want to be more engaged. And again, the Philippines, after a five-month battle in the city of Marawi, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but anyway, they've announced that the end of hostilities there. So long, on the island of Mindanao has long been a hotspot for Islamic insurrection. And it continues. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Stacey Redinger is going to join us. So we'll get Stacey on. We'll talk about Team Rubicon doing good things around the planet. And so they have opportunities for you. We'll find out how Stacey got connected with them and what her experiences, experience was like. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up on Tuesday right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.